It's very scary, first of all, to know that your house is going to fall at some stage. That's the unknown about it, is not knowing that, you know, when the wall is going to fall, when this problem is going to happen, you know. I've been advised to move the bedroom from upstairs in the house to downstairs. We had to close off the conservatory because the gable wall actually is on the side of the conservatory. So if the wall fell, it would crush the conservatory, we were told.
So is it dangerous?
Oh, very dangerous, very dangerous. Actually, they know of some houses that have been, this problem has gone on a long time with them, and walls have actually fell off and bricks have actually fell out of walls.
And how big of a worry is this, Carl, when you've, especially when you've got young children?
That's the problem with it's the children in the house. Everything's closed off. The whole side of the house has been closed off with barriers, scaffolding erected to hold up the wall, which I was told it wouldn't even hold the wall if it fell. It would just break the fall of the wall to save the conservatory a wee bit. All the kids, we don't even let them out to play there now at the house at the moment.
And I know you went to the meeting, you spoke at the meeting in Burt this week. Where do you go from here?
Well, we asked at the meeting, we asked the minister and a couple of the TDs to bundle together on this and to bring it up in the Dáil and ask for a redress, ask for a panel to be sent down from Dublin to check these houses and to see, because us as householders, we have no money. We're paying mortgages. We're all just normal people, employees, trying to pay for mortgages, and it's impossible. It's impossible to try and fix your house, to put money back into your house and pay your mortgage at the same time.